This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Hey, big thanks to all of you for sharing information on X, sharing information with us on the app, calling into the show in the early morning hours of the program on Thursday and Friday. Yeah, I tell you what, I just have not had the time to dive into some of these stories that you guys have been sharing with us, so it's been great to be able to do a quick share on X or a quick share on Facebook, etc. Yeah, literally since Wednesday, I've been running and gunning, flying solo all across the western part of the state. Drove to the Capitol on Wednesday. Of course, we did our 9/11 memorial show Thursday morning, and then immediately after wrapping up the show, I had to speak at the Capitol 9/11 ceremony, and then immediately after that, had to drive to Missoula. We had our University of Montana 9/11 memorial ceremony there, and it was so incredible seeing some fellow classmates, former cadre of the U.S. Army ROTC, and of course, especially the families of the fallen, the families of a former Marine Corps fallen Marine Andrew Bedard, and then of course fallen U.S. Army Lieutenant Josh Hyland, his family coming in from all across the country. Then went immediately from that ceremony. Of course, we had to get together for the UM Military Alumni Reunion, and then it was off to another incredible 9/11 memorial ceremony. Our friend Susan Renault called in, told us about that one Thursday morning, and so I was able to make that event at Rose Park in Missoula on Thursday night. Absolutely incredible. The bagpipers, the scouts that were there, all the American Patriots, the Gold Star family members that were there, they had a flag, thousands of flags that they were placing, representing all the victims of the 9/11 terror attacks. So another incredible job by Susan and the whole crew in Missoula. And then Friday morning, boom, right back at it, running and gunning from about 4 in the morning until about 10:30 at night on Friday. And then, of course, Saturday, we had game day, alumni reunion, military events, get-togethers, et cetera. So it was just so remarkable to be with so many great American patriots, especially after the loss of a great American patriot who stood for freedom and stood for American foundational principles. In fact, as I was walking across campus on Saturday morning, I just went and saw some friends. A Black Hawk helicopter had landed on the Oval at the University of Montana. And as I was walking back towards the Grateful Nation Montana Memorial, there nearby, you could also see Bibles and flags and placards that were still there in tribute to Charlie Kirk after a celebration of life for Charlie Kirk that took place on Friday night on the University of Montana campus. Of course, MSU had a big celebration of life for Charlie Kirk on Thursday night. Billings, Montana, just yesterday, Sunday, having a celebration of life for Charlie Kirk. And big thanks to Tracy Taylor for getting that story on our Montana Talks website over the weekend so we could spread the word with our listeners. Anyway, lots to talk about here as we're getting back into the studio here on this Monday morning. Of course, we want to have the phone lines open for you. And we've got some big guests joining us later in the morning as well. Back with Montana Talks right after this.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With breaks of sun and some scattered showers and storms possible around the area today, especially in the afternoon. High temperatures range from the mid and upper 60s in the Bozeman area to the mid and upper 70s in Billings. For tonight, still looking at some scattered shower chances, mainly early on, followed by low temperature readings back to the mid 40s in Bozeman, mid 50s in Billings. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trobley.
Securing America.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem addressing continuing threats from foreign entities and governments Sunday during an appearance on Fox's Sunday Morning Futures, saying that even though the flow of illegal migrants at the border has been stopped, dangers do remain.
Those evil foreign governments that have sought to take us down for decades and decades, such as China, they infiltrated our country too.
As a result, Noem making this promise.
We aren't just taking down the one bad actor in a community. We're going after their entire network worldwide, and we're going to destroy them.
And she adds, law enforcement is seeing a dramatic increase in those wanting to help in that effort.
We have just in ICE recruitments and recruiting 10,000 new officers, we have over 150,000 people that submitted applications. And every single federal law enforcement agency is seeing a huge increase in people who want to join and help make it safer.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Hey, I know how it goes, man. You're driving around Montana. Maybe you're pulling the camper or something like that. You're going on a trip, but you still want to listen to your Montana news and commentary. Well, you can get all 4 hours of Montana Talks on the Montana Talks app. So whether you're in cell range or out of cell range, you just want something to listen to, all 4 hours of Montana Talks right there at your fingertips. Put it on your smartphone. It'll even show up on your dashboard. Get the Montana Talks app on your phone.
Montana Talks, where you get the mic. Call in now at 406-294-0970. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
All right, the two major updates here from over the weekend when it comes to the investigation regarding the assassination suspect for Charlie Kirk. The two biggest updates, one, Friday night, I'm sure many of you, maybe you were driving to a high school football game to go watch your kids or your grandkids or something else this weekend, and maybe you got to hear live the incredibly powerful speech by Charlie Kirk's wife, Erica. I didn't watch it live or listen to it live on Friday, but I heard people talking about it at the game, and they just said, wow, they were just bawling as they listened to the words of Erica Kirk, Charlie Kirk's young wife. I finally got to sit down and watch it myself as well. Incredibly powerful. I loved her message of strength. And especially, look, if you think that you are going to silence Charlie Kirk and the incredible American patriots all across this country, you have only strengthened them. So we'll start there. And then, of course, the other big update is we're now finding out more details about this radical left-wing transgender, trans-Tifa-style activist who is the suspect in the Charlie Kirk assassination. First off, this was Sean Hannity Friday night, shortly after they played Erica Kirk's speech live from Charlie Kirk's studio at Turning Point USA.
She thanked everyone. President Trump, who said Charlie loved President Trump. J.D. Vance, for all that he has done for Charlie and this family. All the law enforcement, all the hard work that has gone into finding the accused assassin, Turning Point employees, then went into this important and powerful message.
Our world is filled with evil, but our God, you guys, our God is so good. So incredibly good. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose. Already I have seen the worldwide outpouring of love for my husband. I've heard the testimonies from people my husband inspired to get married, to start families, to seek out a relationship with God, the most important one of all. The evildoers responsible for my husband's assassination have no idea what they have done. They killed Charlie because he preached a message of patriotism, faith, and of God's merciful love. They should all know this. If you thought that my husband's mission was powerful before, you have no idea. You have no idea what you just have unleashed across this entire country and this world. You have no idea. You have no idea the fire that you have ignited within this wife. The cries of this widow will echo around the world like a battle cry. to everyone listening tonight across America, the movement my husband built will not die. It won't. I refuse to let that happen. It will not die. All of us will refuse to let that happen. No one will ever forget my husband's name, and I will make sure of it. It will become stronger, bolder, louder, and greater than ever. My husband's mission will not end, not even for a moment.
All right, there you go. Yeah, that was Eric Kirk standing right next to Charlie Kirk's chair in his studio for the Charlie Kirk Show, of course, Turning Point USA. I mentioned that there were Charlie Kirk celebrations of life that took place really all across Montana, frankly. Montana State University Thursday night, the University of Montana Friday night. Charlie Kirk has been to both of those campuses doing the same thing he was doing at Utah Valley University, putting a microphone out there, letting the opposition step up to the microphone first, giving them a chance to be heard, giving them a chance to ask a question, giving them a chance to throw out a comment. And then Charlie Kirk would, of course, effectively just demolish it rhetorically, whatever was thrown his direction, which is why they hated him so much. Charlie Kirk was supposed to be back at the Montana State University campus on October 7th. And the message that I heard from Erica Kirk is that those events are still going on and they're going to be bigger than ever. And so, anyway, I'll tell you what, I think that's going to be an incredibly powerful event coming up on October 7th. But, yeah, it looked like they had a great turnout yesterday at the Celebration of Life for Charlie Kirk in Billings yesterday as well. To her words there about how his movement will be even more powerful than before, I think you're already seeing that. And you're seeing thousands and thousands of young people reach out to the Turning Point USA organization. If there isn't a chapter already on their campus, not just college campus, but high school campus too, they're reaching out to get one started right now as we speak. Let's see. By the way, I was at the Montana State University campus back in 2019. That's when Charlie Kirk was there doing a campus clash event. And then he was in the Flathead Valley back in March of 2020. If you go to MontanaTalks.com right now, you'll see this headline. What Charlie Kirk said in Montana back in March of 2020, that story along with how his words ring even more true today. You can see that at MontanaTalks.com. More to follow right after this.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. found himself in the arena recently. Room 215 of the Dirksen Senate Office Building is not a conventional arena. It's the hearing room for the Senate Finance Committee, but circumstances converted the room into such a venue. Kennedy was due to appear before the Senate Finance Panel long before August happened, but Kennedy's August is what placed special focus on his appearance. RFK Jr. sacked newly confirmed Centers for Disease Control Director Susan Menares 4 weeks after Senators Greenlaw her nomination, and he issued new stringent controversial eligibility guidelines for people to receive a COVID booster this fall. The forum was hostile. The hearing for Kennedy quickly devolved into a verbal judo match. He sparred with senators from both parties. Quote, "Do you accept the fact that 1 million Americans died from COVID?" asked Virginia Democrat Mark Warner. "I don't know how many died," answered Kennedy. Warner was apoplectic. Toward the end, senators asked Kennedy if he cared to add any closing remarks. Kennedy declined the invitation. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen, and subscribe.
Check the backseat. Check the backseat.
All right, come here.
Check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right? Good. Because every year, dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat of a car by a parent or caregiver. All never thought it could happen to them. But with changes in routines, distractions, or a sleeping child, it can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. So get it in your head.
Check the backseat.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
It's time for the Daybreak Ag Report from the Western Ag Network.
Good morning, I'm Lane Nordblom.
Montana Governor Greg Gianforte, along with Senator Steve Daines and Tim Sheehy, and Congressmen Ryan Zinke and Troy Downing, have sent a letter to Interior Secretary Doug Burgum urging the Department of Interior to uphold laws governing grazing permits. The letter stresses concerns over the Bureau of Land Management's decision to allow American Prairie, formerly known as American Prairie Reserve or APR, to convert cattle grazing permits into bison permits on federal lands in eastern Montana. Back in 2022, the state of Montana, ranchers and ranch groups like the Montana Stock Growers appealed the decision, warning it would remove large areas from production agriculture, threaten the livelihoods of farm and ranch families, and set a precedent that impacts all public lands ranchers across the West. The letter argues American Prairie's plan to rewild land with free-roaming bison would have irreversible economic and cultural impacts on rural communities. Blaine County rancher Megan Welsh underscores local opposition to American Prairie's efforts.
Every chunk of land that gets sold to the APR is taking it right out of production agriculture. These places won't ever get offered again to a neighbor or a young producer looking to get a start, and there will never be an opportunity again for any producer to own any part of that land. My big thing is I think about the average age of the American rancher is 58 years old, and the land prices are at an all-time high in Montana. And with the APR coming in and driving land prices up, no young producer will ever have the capital to compete for grass like that. And if ranchers can't make a living where they're at, they'll have to go somewhere else. I mean, all these communities are small communities in Blaine, Phillips County, and they'll hurt if ranchers can't make a living here. Every business depends on the ranchers and farmers. The neighbors out in this country, we all depend on each other. Every area has their own small community. I wish every chunk of land could stay in ranchers' hands because I really believe that they will take care of it better than anybody else can, especially the ones that have been living here for generations. And without the land to make a living on, I just worry the days of small farms and ranches are coming to an end.
In 2022, the state of Montana, grazing districts and ag groups like the Montana Stock Growers appealed the Biden administration's decision to grant a change from cattle to bison grazing on BLM allotments in eastern Montana. They argued the Biden administration violated federal laws, including the Taylor Grazing Act and NEPA, in doing so. Read more about this public lands grazing issue at westernagnetwork.com.
School nights mean more than homework, books, and study. It's a moment when families gather and learn, especially about each other. And nothing sets the table for sharing like beef. Easy to prepare and easy to save for later, beef can help nourish a family growing together. Together, we bring more. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Funded by beef farmers and ranchers.
Chevy trucks have you covered when the road takes you from smooth sailing to Chevy Colorado will eat up some of the toughest terrains with five available drive modes. And Silverado and Silverado HD have the muscle to take you out for some serious with multiple engine options and impressive towing. While Silverado EV is the perfect combo of performance and capability,
nice,
making it a snap to hitch up this electric truck and hit the road. Wherever the road leads, Chevy trucks are right there with you. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
USDA unexpectedly raised U.S. corn production Friday by 72 million bushels to a record 16.814 billion, despite lowering yield estimates to 186.7 bushels per acre. Wheat production remains at 1.927 billion bushels, but the farm gate price was trimmed 20 cents to $5.10 a bushel. I'm Lane Northland, Western Ag Network.
Tackling the issues that shape our state. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, so I mentioned the two big updates from over the weekend. One is, of course, the powerful remarks of Charlie Kirk's wife, Erica Kirk, her remarks from Friday night. In fact, I just saw a great email from Nancy in Roundup with a quote from Reverend Franklin Graham. Let me see, where did I see that one at here? I was trying to go through some of my emails. I've only got about 500 unread emails after being on the road for a few days here and going from event to event to event. Here it is. Here's the one from Nancy. This came in yesterday afternoon. Reverend Franklin Graham said this on Fox News over the weekend. This young man thought he could take Charlie's voice by killing him.
He has just magnified it. Anyway, Brian Kilmeade on Fox News over the weekend giving more details on what we now know about this assassination suspect.
Charlie's life tragically cut short at the age of 31 years old by a deranged assassin. His wife vowing Charlie's movement and the mission Turning Point USA will live on.
In a world filled with chaos, doubt, and uncertainty, my husband's voice will remain. And it will ring out louder and more clearly than ever. And his wisdom will endure.
Turning Point USA is 3,500 chapters before his death. In the days since his murder, 34,000 young people have reached out to start their own chapters, some of which are in high school. Proof that even in death, his message is sparking new life in the next generation. Now, next Sunday, a public memorial service is planned for Charlie at State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona, the home of the Arizona Cardinals. That's where they play Super Bowls. Former President Trump pledges to attend. But tonight, painful questions remain. The accused gunman, 22-year-old Tyler Robinson, faces his first court appearance. That'll be on Tuesday. New video obtained by TMZ reportedly showing Robinson walking through a neighborhood on his way to Utah Valley University hours before the shooting. And then Robinson is currently being held in a special housing unit by Utah County Sheriff until he clears his mental health evaluations. He's on suicide watch. We're learning more about him, too, thanks to a dark digital footprint and social media messages. Authorities revealing that he was in a romantic relationship with his transgender roommate, same age.
He has not confessed to authorities. He is not cooperating. But all the people around him are cooperating. There were reports yesterday that we can confirm that his roommate was indeed a boyfriend who is transitioning from male to female. We can confirm that as well, and that he is cooperating with authorities as well.
Of course, new questions tonight. Was anyone else involved? And how can we stop this from happening again?
All right. Yeah, that was a great update there by Brian Kilmeade, containing a lot of the relevant new facts that have come to light over the weekend. I saw there were even still some left-wing activists on the Montana Politics hashtag that were claiming that these news reports were lying about yet another transgender. Do have the phone lines open for you coming up here later this morning. One of the young men that we're going to get a chance to catch up with later on, I think towards the 8-9 o'clock hours of this show, Braxton Mitchell, Representative Braxton Mitchell out of Columbia Falls, a great young man. I remember when he first got on our radar here on Montana Talks. I think it was when he was still a high school student. And he was standing up for our constitutional rights at the high school level. And then that quickly got him on Charlie Kirk's radar. And then he very quickly, while he was still a teenager, became a Turning Point USA ambassador. And in fact, frankly, hosting a show like this, I've gotten to chat with a few of the Turning Point USA ambassadors, high school and college students here all across the state of Montana. But Braxton Mitchell, yeah, ran into him on Saturday morning. As I was I had just left the Blackhawk landing on the Oval at the University of Montana, and then I had to kind of sprint over to the Adams Center, and that's where I got to catch up with the USS Montana crew, the commander of the USS Montana submarine, the chief of the boat, the master chief who's in charge of the personnel on the boat, et cetera, and then a couple of their junior sailors as well. Got a chance to catch up with all of them. But on the way there, or actually right afterwards, I ran into Representative Braxton Mitchell. And so anyway, later this morning, he's going to join us to talk about all these celebrations of life and much more for Charlie Kirk. Here is the audio from a video that the White House also shared late last week in loving memory of Charlie Kirk.
Only in America is it possible to say, you know what, I don't like the way the country is going, and to do something about it. Take that leap of faith, stay involved, trust God, and act obediently. Romans 12, 2 verse, that God will use all things, for good for those who love him. It's bigger than you. I want you to remember, it is bigger than you. It's bigger than me. You are here to make somebody else's life better, to pursue liberty and freedom. You know what gives me strength?
hundreds of thousands of you that say, Charlie, keep going.
1 Corinthians 5 and 15. So that's all pretty amazing evidence. Not just intra-biblical evidence, but extra-biblical evidence that Jesus Christ was a real person. He lived a perfect life. He was crucified, died, and rose on the third day, and he is Lord and God of all.
Powerful video there of Charlie Kirk and the imagery on that video shared by the White House as well. If you go to x.com/Aaron Flint, you can see the full thing. But the one part of that video I remember vividly, I remember seeing it after Charlie Kirk guest hosted Fox and Friends earlier this summer, because it was the same Saturday I was driving a carload full of kids out to the lake. And it was when, during one of the breaks, as he was guest anchoring Fox and Friends Weekend Edition, his little girl just sprinted towards him and jumped into his arms while he was still sitting on the couch there hosting Fox and Friends. Anyway, just absolute powerful tribute video.